And the big political stories today will be the final moves towards the government decision on exiting Level 5 restrictions. We're expecting to hear the news on that before the toy show tomorrow. And Justice Minister McEntee's question and answer session this evening over the appointment of Supreme Court Justice Seamus Wolfe. And for more on both, let's hear from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, let's start with this question and answer session. There was a row about getting this question and answer session agreed. How was that resolved in the end?
It was resolved in the end by a vote in the Dáil, which is that the Justice Minister McEntee will go before the Dáil, that she will make a statement for 10 minutes, then opposition party and groups will speak for 10 minutes, and then there'll be a 35-minute question and answer session. But this issue has become so toxic that even though opposition parties have been pressing for the Minister to make such a statement and answer such question and answers, that they voted against the proposal for the actual session itself last night. And it's indicative of a fairly toxic atmosphere that surrounds this now. And I think we're in for a fairly bruising political encounter when she does go before the Dáil.
And what are the key questions that Minister McEntee has to answer?
In the view of opposition parties, she needs to explain how she came to decide that the Attorney General, Seamus Wolfe, was the best candidate to become a Supreme Court judge. But what they're very much trying to say is that they're going to separate out the individual from the process. It's the process which they want to examine. For example, what weight was placed by the Justice Minister between an individual who comes through the Judicial Appointments Board from judges who applied for the job and also judges who would be in line for promotion? What weight did she apply to it? How did she consider it? How did she arrive at the conclusion? It's those types of questions that the opposition want to hear from. However, we know from a statement issued by a justice spokesperson yesterday that the minister herself continues to have grave concerns about going down that road due to what she sees as the effects the session could have on the independence of the judiciary. And because you've got that push-pull, a variation between what opposition want and what the minister feels she can say, that's why it's likely to be so testy.
And that's to be at 5:30 this evening in the Dáil. Also this evening, Paul, the Cabinet subcommittee meets ahead of the full Cabinet meeting tomorrow and the decision on exiting Level 5 restrictions. And it appears from the headlines this morning, Paul, tell us more about this, that the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are at odds over advice on travelling across the border.
Yeah, I mean, what happened was that Leo Varadkar, who is both Taoiseach and Minister and also leader of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, was talking to his TDs, senators and MEPs last night, and he suggested that cross-border travel will need to be examined in the light of the high incidence of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland, saying that the government would have to consider giving advice not to travel there. Now, before going any further, it's worth mentioning that these parliamentary party meetings are fairly free-flowing affairs, where ideas are kicked around about what people think and what they don't think. After the meeting, a government spokesperson confirmed that it was likely that this issue would be discussed by the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19, which, as you say, is due to meet this evening. It's pretty clear from where Fianna Fáil stands that that isn't something that they would want to do. So I think the question is, wait and see what comes out of the subcommittee. Just because you necessarily talk about something doesn't necessarily mean that that's actually going to be the instruction which comes out to the other side.
All right. And in terms of the other decisions that government is making, the two phases for December and so on, most of that's been fairly clearly outlined all week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, there's some things which are simply uncontroversial, like opening up retail or allow gyms to reopen or to have services coming back on, like hairdressing. So that stuff will happen early next week. But this subcommittee is very powerful and it's got some big decisions to make. So you've got the three coalition party leaders plus the ministers for finance, public expenditure and health. They'll all be sitting around the table this evening and having to deal with things like, for example, cross-border travel, but also, and more importantly, I'd imagine, the issue of the hospitality sector. What is going to happen when it comes to restaurants? What is going to happen when it comes to gastro pubs? Are they going to open up next week? That doesn't seem likely. It seems more likely it's going to be the week after that. And then what guidelines might be needed to be issued for indoor dining if they decide to go down that route. Feeding into all of that is the NPHET advice. NPHET met yesterday, and that'll be on the table as well, their recommendation. But there's a whole stack of other information which they'll be considering. But I think whatever recommendation comes out of the subcommittee will be a powerful statement because of so many senior ministers who are sitting on that committee, and that then recommendation would go to the full cabinet meeting on Friday at lunchtime.
And of course, there's been a lot of focus in the past on the letters from NPHET when they write to the government with their latest assessment. But government's been doing a lot of its own homework in terms of data in the run-up to this decision, hasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen only in recent months about how the government doesn't simply want to rely on one source of information coming from, for example, the National Public Health Emergency Team or NPHET. They've also got other health and economic statistics provided by the HSE, by consultants EY, analysis supplied by the Central Statistics Office and indeed other government departments. So all of that will be feeding into their decision. Oh, but right. What we can see on the ground is an awful lot of lobbying already from the Restaurants Association of Ireland, from the Licensed Fitness Associations and others, saying from a business perspective they need to open. They've been closed for so long, they don't have any more time to waste, and they want them to be allowed to open from the second restrictions are lifted next week.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you for that.